Well, it's not May yet, but there's a little bit of fringe in the air, and that is with the remounting of last year's fringe hit, Don't Cross the Streams, being presented over at the Monmouth Theater, where Falcon exists. And joining me this evening are one of the creators of Don't Cross the Streams, Mr. Mike Hall. Welcome, Mike.
Hello.
And one of the performers from the show, Tom Hiley. Welcome, Tom.
It's good to be here.
Mike, let's start with you. Don't Cross the Streams is a very, very funny play about the making of a musical based on a movie.
It all came about just simply because we couldn't do the actual source material. Josh Steele is the other playwright on this project, and we really wanted to do Ghostbusters the musical. And then we talked to an intellectual property lawyer who decided to tell us very strongly, don't do it if you value your career. And we thought that was good advice, so we decided, okay, well, what can we do? We think this is a great idea. So it kind of devolved from there into, well, what if we wrote about a group of people who wanted to do Ghostbusters the musical really badly, but couldn't do it, but wanted to find any way that they could tell the story without actually telling the story. And so that's where this whole thing came about. We got blessed with a great cast, and this will be the third iteration of said script.
And of course, Tom, you have been with each of the iterations since the beginning.
Yep.
What did you think when they approached you about doing a musical about a movie, but it's really not a musical about the movie?
Well, I thought it was pretty clever to reimagine it. I remember Josh called and said, well, why don't you just come do a read-through of this? His ideas about what the character should be and how it like built into it. I initially thought, this is nothing like I expected, but it sounds like a lot of fun. Every time we've done it, I've been amazed with the response from audiences. We've had people follow us into the parking lot to tell us, my face hurt watching this show. It sounds goofy, but, you know, there's a lot of bad stuff that goes on in the world. And if you can go home at night and you know that you made somebody's day and that they're cheered up even for that period of time, it's just great. You just know that you're impacting people in a fun way.
Now, you play Hugo West, who was brought on to portray the role of Peter Venkman.
Indeed.
And he's probably the most non-Peter Venkman actor to play Peter Venkman ever.
That's probably true. He's a soap opera actor. And my cousin calls to say, hey, we've had an injury. Would you step into the role? And I just happened to be on a sabbatical from the show. And I come into it with no idea, number one, what the movie is, who really the actors are, what the vibe of the show is, nor do I really have any idea about the script. I just kind of make it up as I go. I've worked for years to really do a quality job on acting, and now I'm doing a show where I really can't sing well or act well or dance well, and it's pretty funny to watch.
Mike, it's difficult enough to write a musical about a source material, but to write a musical using the source material but not actually recreating the source material, that's quite a challenge, especially with a movie that has so many iconic elements to it. What was it like for you and Josh to come up with the alternate universe of not Ghostbusters, but Spirit Warriors or
Spirit Fighters?
Ah,
yes. The process was very interesting because of everything you just said, but it actually got more and more easier as we went along, just simply because we understand the world of theater. By developing these characters that live in this world, it was a lot easier to do. It also became easier because of the actors that we got involved. We were actually able to write for people that we knew what their strengths were and fit it to this entire biome, if you will. And this third iteration, we're a little worried that it's too goofy, but I think it really plays to the strengths of our cast and as well as our director, Mike Sherman. I think also Ghostbusters, you don't have to remember the movie entirely. We were able to take this and make it a play. We were able to make it into something that can exist not entirely free of the source material, but Hugo West is a perfect example. He is not somebody that you would find in the canon of Ghostbusters, but he's totally somebody that you would find in the canon of Waiting for Guffman, Noises Off, you know, those types of entertainment that really have influenced us.
Was there anybody in the cast who was not familiar with Ghostbusters, who had not seen the movie?
If they put it this way, if they hadn't seen it before the casting, then they must have seen it after, because everyone came in pretty savvy. And it's true, you don't need to totally know the movie, but boy, it sure helps, because there's so many inside things that if you know the film, you're going to get a lot more out of it. So your homework, if you come to see the show, is maybe see the movie first and then come.
And the other fun thing about it, too, is the writing of the songs. You've got a little bit of the 80s movie musical in there, but then you also have a gospel number out of nowhere.
Kind of a soft shoe number.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of fun songs that we've put into it that I think really play up the actor's strengths as well.
We've mentioned a number of times that this is the third iteration of the show. Mm-hmm. The first was during last year's Fringe Festival, right, where it was sold out practically every night. Mm-hmm. And then you took it to Indianapolis Fringe Festival, and you had to do a little cutting there because you were going from a 90-minute presentation to an hour presentation.
Right.
Now you're bringing it back as a full-length, two-act, with intermission musical. How has that process been?
Well, it's really what we wanted to do in the first place, I think. This show really plays to the Fringe crowd, but we also want it to live. We want it to be something that other groups produce, and we didn't really feel like, if we made it just one 80-minute continuous thing, we didn't really feel like that would play well to, you know, a lot of community and regional theaters. So it was a matter of kind of really freedom to be able to do this, just simply because we wanted to add as many jokes as we possibly could. There was some stuff that ended up on the cutting room floor for whatever reason. And
there were some lines that I thought were absolutely crushingly funny that had to be cut out in the Cincinnati Fringe show. And then by Indianapolis, I mean, you cut it down even more. And it compressed it, and it was wonderful. But it's so great to have those lines back and that those interactions back and watching the relationships develop a little bit more. It's fun.
Well, that is Don't Cross the Streams, running March 15th through the 23rd at the Monmouth Theater. I'd like to thank this evening's guest, co-writer of Don't Cross the Streams, Mike Hall. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
And one of the stars of the show, Tom Hiley. Thank you, Tom.
It was a pleasure. Thank you so much.
For more information about Don't Cross the Streams and the Monmouth Theater over in Newport, please be sure to visit our website at WVXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jim Stump.
Something strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?